Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. This week, the University of Louisiana at Monroe entered into a memorandum of understanding with Hanbat National University in South Korea. The agreement paves the way for short-term study abroad and longer-term exchange study programs for both universities, as well as the chance for South Korean students to intern at local businesses. South Korean representatives met with local business leaders and toured Ford Bacon and Davis, CenturyLink, Denman Engineering, and others. In the midst of that tour, we talked with Dr. Byung Choi, Dean of the Office of Planning and Public Affairs at Hanbat National University, along with ULM's Associate Dean of Education and Human Development, Dr. Thila Sivakumaran. Dr. Choi, in a global economy, why is it so important for college graduates to have some kind of a reach into that international marketplace?
As you may know, that Korea has been developed very recently. Nowadays, you know, we have a lot of manufacturing companies abroad, so that our students probably will have more chance to work, you know, abroad. Then we need to learn English more and then have to understand many other countries' culture, so that if our students come here, that will be very beneficial to understand American culture, and also they will have more chance to learn English here.
What kinds of things would students and, I guess, even faculty at Hanbat National University in South Korea have in having students from ULM attend there in South Korea?
Yeah, so that will be also beneficial. If, you know, ULM students comes to Korea, if they can mix with our students, that will be also another chance to contact American culture and English too.
Dr. Sivakumaran, same question for you. What's the importance of education students here having the chance to work with someone from a different culture, but also from a different educational system?
Just a diversity aspect of it. I mean, it's a global society, and we want our students to be prepared to work in a global society and also to teach students from different countries. As you know, the population of international students in the state of Louisiana is increasing. And so just to learn how they interact with them, also to learn how culture affects their learning styles and how they behave in a classroom. For example, in India and Asian countries, usually it's a lecture method, and so not a lot of discussion and stuff goes on, and so that's changing, but right now that's how it is. So when they come over to the U.S., they don't really ask a lot of questions in class because they don't know that's what you're supposed to do, because that's not how the culture is set up. So for our teacher ed students and our college of ed students to learn those kind of things, it's very important in them becoming good teachers, and also just to interact with different cultures and diverse population. It goes a long way in the career path.
What do you see? Will you see a student who comes from the background of the lecture learning to do that discussion model?
I think it'll take time, but I think slowly they'll get integrated. You know, we've seen that with the Taiwan cohort that we had from last year. Once they started to get immersed in the culture, they learn to pick up these nuances and then took advantage of that. And then they themselves went and made appointments with instructors for office hours and asked questions. So once they started immersing with American students, they learned the culture, and then they become accustomed to that and make those changes.
Dr. Choi, contrast the teaching styles of American culture versus South Korean culture. Can you contrast those for me?
I think so, yes. Traditionally, you know, Koreans are relatively passive, you know, so that they just staying in the classroom and sitting and listening from the teacher, but they are not active, you know, so they don't ask questions. And so nowadays, however, we also need the education need to be very creative, which means that the students have to think, you know, by themselves and then the study by themselves. So self-learning style needs some more active learning, so that I really hope when they understand American education system, probably they can be more active. That's what we really do hope so.
What are some strengths of the South Korean education system that American universities can learn from?
Since, you know, they have studied from the very early age, you know, very hard, they are very good at memorization and mathematics. I have seen many Korean students coming to United States, you know, for their further study, and almost everybody has been very successful because they are pretty good at their basics in science and math. However, when they pursue their career further, sometimes I think they are lack of creativity. because they have studied with just a given idea, but they have never tried to create the ideas by themselves. That's actually one problem. But the good thing is, you know, we are very good at memorization.
Dr. Sivakumaran, what are some things that Western universities can learn from the way that they teach those basics in Eastern cultures?
There's a study done at Michigan State that showed how Eastern countries teach math and science, especially math, and versus U.S. systems. While in Asian countries, they focus on one subject per grade level. So if you're talking about algebra, that's all they teach. And so there was a linear path, so each grade level covered a very specific subject for that entire year. While in the U.S., it was like all the way across, like a matching board. So they covered a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this. And so a student was not able to focus on one particular thing and learn that in depth and then move on to the next level. If you want to do math for that one grade level, you focus on algebra or addition and subtraction and division and multiplication. You focus that entire year on that before you move to the next level. In the U.S., they cram so many different things into that one grade level.
It's called math, but mm-hmm. you're covering yeah. all of those things
yes,
together.
Yes, exactly. And so our students don't get the in-depth knowledge that they need, so they cover at the superficial level at each grade level, but they don't get the real in-depth knowledge, which lays the basic foundations, like he said, and so that they can move on.
I can also say that probably if we first learn a certain principle, we practice a lot with a lot of examples and questions. So at least to move to the next level, they all almost understand what does it mean. So practice, keep practicing is, I think, one way to memorize and understand the basics.
Well, I hope that this partnership will be beneficial for both universities.
Yeah, I think so.
Dr. Byung Choi is the Dean of Planning and Public Affairs at Hanbat National University in South Korea. Dr. Thila Sivakumaran is the Associate Dean of the College of Education and Human Development at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Gentlemen, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
For a local perspective on what this week's agreement between ULM and South Korea's Hanbat National University means for businesses, we talked with Sue Nicholson, president of the Monroe Chamber of Commerce. How does the partnership with Hanbat National University and ULM work with what the chamber does?
Well, you know, what we see, we are in a global economy that was absolutely punctuated with the recent recession and how issues with housing in the U.S. impacted the entire world. We know and we acknowledge we're in a global economy. And being able to build these relationships, one country with another, and in this case, this is the first of a couple of countries, it expands our reach, expands our understanding, expands our tolerance, and creates bridges for economic opportunities.
And when you speak of Northeast Louisiana's reach into a global economy, that reach is probably a lot farther than most people realize.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we work and have the great good fortune of working with a lot of industries here. And, you know, I can almost not think of one that doesn't have some relationship with a foreign country, either in the goods they use in their production or who they sell to, some of their employees. It's really far-reaching.
So what sort of things can a partnership like this do to benefit a business here in Northeast Louisiana?
Well, you know, first of all, we, again, have these opportunities that we never know present themselves. When you look at CenturyLink, with CenturyLink, they have a relationship with the largest telecommunications provider in China. And that company, because of that relationship, now has a small office here in Monroe, Louisiana. Who would think that? And then you look at some of our manufacturing facilities, Angus, Graphic, and there are so many others who buy from and sell to foreign governments. And so, one, having people that understand the culture in those countries can be a great step forward for a company that wants to work and have a relationship. But two, you know, one of the things that we see, and it's interesting in the current job market where unemployment is high, we don't have the jobs we need. But what we see is our employers need skilled and trained workers. And the problem is not really that the jobs aren't there. The problem is that we don't have the skilled and trained workers to fill the jobs that are open. And that situation, unfortunately, is going to get worse as time goes on. In the very foreseeable future, next 5 to 10 years, we'll have more skilled and trained workers retiring from the workforce than we have coming in. And predictions are that a country's greatest commodity will be its skilled and trained employees. And so we'll see a time, again, in the very near future, where we're enticing and recruiting workers from other countries, skilled and trained workers. And so having relationships with not just universities in other countries, but students who have come to the U.S., will be incredibly important in helping attract, hopefully, some of them back to work here.
And certainly for students here who've had a chance to study in South Korea, how much more
Absolutely.
Valuable does that make them to an employer here?
Well, you know, for a number of reasons. If they're going to study overseas, they're learning the language. That language barrier for us, we've enjoyed a time when English was the predominant language in the world and still is. But, you know, there may be a time where it is Chinese or another language. And having employees that are bilingual is a terrific asset for an employer. And, you know, again, that exposure, being able to expose students to companies in Asia and Asian students to companies here in the U.S., there are so many opportunities that can come of that. The students that are here at ULM now, when they become alumni and they go on to join the workforce, many of them will own their own companies. And being able to have relationships with fellow students that are in Asia has just far-reaching opportunities.
We spoke earlier with Dr. Choi from Hanbat National University mm-hmm. and talked a little bit about the different educational styles of our two countries.
Right.
What benefits are there to somebody who understands that culture be in managing employees, especially as a business owner?
Well, you know, we fall into what's comfortable to us. So American companies have a certain management style, but we frequently kind of fall to that because it is our comfort level. And with Asian governments, Asian companies, they've done a tremendous job with a whole different style. You know, having the experience there, again, what comes out of that could be some amalgamation of an Asian approach and an American approach that helps catapult a company to new levels. And, you know, companies really are looking at how they can run their business more efficiently, more cost-effectively. And so some of these things that could provide small edges could have big economic impact.
And so how does the university's partnership with the Monroe Chamber make these relationships even more powerful?
Well, you know, the university is our greatest asset here. All things being equal in communities, what makes one community more attractive than another is the quality of the workforce. And so, you know, we have the great good fortune of having a university that provides the skilled workers for virtually every business and industry we have in this region. And we know that, and we've worked with the university in aligning the training that the university provides with the needs of the workforce. When we look at demographics, the Center for Business and Economic Research, we work with them consistently and continuously throughout the year on demographic information. But, you know, the large thing is, it really is the product of the university. The students, when they graduate and they're wanting to join the workforce and getting them placed and staying here in the community, you know, what we see in our vision is to be able to create a community where we have abundant job opportunities so our children don't have to leave and go to Dallas or Atlanta or Chicago for jobs, that they have living wage, good jobs that are challenging and attractive here in Northeast Louisiana. And we see the university as really the producer of that product.
Sue Nicholson is the president of the Monroe Chamber of Commerce. Sue, thank you so much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu. You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.